woman had come on to me. And I said, but you're married. She said, actually, I'm the perfect lover to have. I mean, you can come over. I'm very grateful for the bottom knocking you give me. I won't be in a pain in the tuchus because I got a husband. So he'll be taking care of me all weekend long. I just need you for a slice every now and then. We'll have a couple of laughs, a couple of drinks. Isn't that what you guys want anyway? You don't want a burdensome relationship day in, day out. You just want to have a good time. Spend an afternoon while he's at work. We'll have a nice lunch. You irrigate me a couple of times. Then you're out of there before 5 o'clock. I said, well, you know, now that you mentioned it, sounds pretty sweet. So sure enough, the afternoon was nice. She had a nice lunch laid out. Had a couple of martinis. God forgive me. I had them, like, real early. And then we headed to the boudoir. And I commenced to knock at the bottom out of it. The first one was pretty quick. You know, I was new scamper, and I was a little nervous. I was, She said, that's all right. Gave the doodads half hour to recharge, and then I went for the slow one. You know, that second slash. Oh, God. Lingering sweat running down my back, my hair in ringlets. She, puddle of sweat in her belly button. Oh, God. Well, I had about two knuckles deep in the bomb bays. I had the steady slap of the doodads going when I hear the door behind me open. She's like, oh, my God, it's my husband. I'm thinking to myself. Fortunately, we had the curtains drawn. The room was dark except for the little bedside light. I clicked the light off because I saw he's reaching for a semi-automatic handgun in his waistband. I fell to the floor in the darkness and started crawling. He said, where are you? I'll kill you. Well, fortunately, I'm a pretty good ventriloquist, and I can throw my voice. So I said, I'm in the bathroom. He spun toward the bathroom, and then I thought I'd play with his head a little bit. He runs in there. There's nobody in there. I said, you miss me. I'm hiding behind the drapes. He turns around, runs out to the drapes. Nope. Actually, I'm under the bed. He gets down on his hands and knees. Fires went under the bed. I'm standing behind you. He spins around and click. And when I heard that click, I knew the gun was empty. I jumped up from where I was hiding and I knocked him down. And bam, bim, bam, bam, bim, bam, bim, bam. I knocked him silly. I yanked the cord off the Venetian blind, tied his wrists and ankles together, and left him like that, hog-tied on the floor. I started to head for the door, but I couldn't resist. I leaned down into his ear, and I said, hey, both of us shot off a couple of rounds today. Only mine hit the target.